It's disappointing to see what is happening in Afghanistan, where they are blocking women and children from going to school, really living their lives. I think that that's going to be a disaster to come for Afghanistan, let alone the fact that the United States needs to practice diplomacy. And regardless of which group is in power, we should be exercising diplomacy and having a relationship, hopefully even kind of steering them in the right direction when it comes to human rights, women's rights, and just civil rights across the board. Afghanistan is a landlocked nation. It is surrounded by interested parties. They have an unlimited amount of resources that the United States needs to, you know, at least partner with, to have contracts with. And Afghanistan also needs other allies. And we have not really exercised that. There are a lot of different warlord groups that want power that are not the Taliban, too. And I think that each of them are deeply, deeply failed and misguided in the sense that they are not doing what's right for the country. They are doing what's right for themselves. And we have seen, even under the support of the United States, that these warlord groups literally raped the country.
And Aisha Wahab, last question. You just have 30 seconds. You talked about growing up in the foster care system. How has that informed your policy priorities, and what is the message you'll be taking to Congress?
Definitely. You know, our entire campaign was about unity and supporting the most vulnerable community member. Growing up in the foster care system, going to church, living with different types of people, hearing different languages, I realized that at the end of the day, everyone wants stability, everyone's peace, a thriving future, and to live the American dream.
You just have 5 seconds,
Aisha.
I'm so sorry.
I want to be able to do that.
Thank you so much. Congressman-elect Aisha Wahab won a special election in California. And that does it for today's show. Happy birthday, Julie Crosby. I'm Anjali Kamath. Thank you for joining us for another edition of Democracy Now!
The views expressed in the preceding program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect those of this station.
Hey, this is Scott Nolan, and you're listening to 101.5 UMFM.
You rock, we roll. It's what you told me, brother. We can do it together. You can't have one without the other.
Our regular host couldn't be here, so here's a rebroadcast of one of their classic episodes for your listening enjoyment. Please note, you might hear some discussions and announcements that are slightly out of date. Thanks so much for listening to UMFM 101.5.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. This is your host, Kyler, on the Weekly Wilers. Except, unfortunately, I'm not with my co-host, that is Tyler with a T. So we'll be running my little show, The Wiler Report. Yeah! All right. This is where I get to do whatever I want, whenever I want, except not whenever. It's only Mondays at 1 p.m. every second week for your listening pleasure. Today, I got a little bit of a special playlist for you. This is reimagined cover songs. And usually, I would tell you who the artist is and what the song is playing, but we're going to play a game today, a fun little game. It's I'm going to play the song, and you're going to guess what it is and what the reimagined version of it is. So without further ado, let's jump into this first track.
Maybe you can show me how to love. Maybe I'm going through withdrawals. You don't even have to do too much. You can turn me on with just a touch, baby. I look around and since it is cold and empty, no one's around to judge me. I can't see clearly when you're gone. I said, you're the one I trust. Hey, hey.
said, ooh, I'm blinded by the lies. No, I can't sleep until I feel your touch. I said, ooh, I'm drowning in the night. Oh, when I'm like this, you're the one I trust. I'm just walking by to let you know I can never say it on the phone.
If you didn't know which song that was, pity you. That was Tebe, a Canadian artist, and that's his country twang version of Blinding Lights. Came out 2024. Interesting track overall, but honestly, I just, it's so good. It's so fun. But I don't have much to say about that one. It's just, it really kicks you in the teeth with that twang and everything. It's just one of a kind, or two of a kind, because he's got a lot more covers for you if you ever want to listen. But next up, we have a song from the artist Total Eclipse of the Heart, and it's the artist straight of junior high. And I'm assuming this is what junior high sounded like, because I went to a K-8 school, so I never got to go to junior high, technically. So tell me if this is true or not.
Now I'm only falling apart. There's nothing I can do. A total eclipse of the heart. Once upon a time you were the light in my life. Now there's only love in the dark. There's nothing I can do.
Do you want to hear my impression of that? It's a total eclipse of the heart. Oh, I'm never going to live that down now. Wonderful stuff. Again, that was a total eclipse of the heart by the artist straight out of junior high off their album Kiss of Death. Not Death, Death. Came out in 2004. Can you believe that? What a time that was. Whoa. Interesting. I don't know what to say about that except that, you know, total eclipse of the heart.
I didn't really get it until now, but we're whispering, so don't tell anybody.
All right, coming up next, we have a song coming out 1990. It is another reimagined, of course, here on UMFM 101.5. We're playing all the reimagined songs. Take a listen to this song. We'll talk about it after. Canadian artist, by the way.
I look at you all, but still my guitar gently weeps. I don't know why nobody told you how to unfold your love. And I don't know how someone controlled you. They bought and sold you. But I look at the world and I know this is turning while my guitar gently weeps. From every mistake we must surely be learning. Yes, but still my
was the Jeff Healey's band, Well, My Guitar Gently Weeps, if you couldn't tell already. And I'm going to be honest with you. I think his guitar was doing much more than weeping. I think it was wailing. It was hollering. It was doing all the motions, as you would. The motions. I really, really enjoy that one. I couldn't tell you the album name, unfortunately. It's a little bit of an edgier one, but again, beautiful, beautiful track. A 1990, it came out there. All right, we're about to move on to our next track here. And again, not going to tell you what it is, but we'll tell you it's from a band, maybe even the band. Take a listen and tell me what you think.
Some place where I can lay my head. my bag. I went looking for a place to hide. When I saw Carmen and the devil walking side by side, I said, hey, Carmen, come on, let's go downtown. She said, I gotta go, but my friend can stick around. Moses, there's nothing you can say. It's just old Luke, and Luke's waiting on a judgment day. Well, Luke, my friend, what about young Anna Lee? He said, do me a favor, son, won't you stay and keep Anna Lee company?
Welcome back. That was The Wait. Excuse me. That was the song The Wait by The Band. Not any old band, The Band, specifically a Canadian band named The Band. And, you know, I really like it. It's got those big old knocking drums. You can't cut them off. You can't discredit them because they're just so bam, 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 bam in your face, in your face, in your face. You can't do nothing about it. But you know what? This next one, you can do something about. And it's I'm going to ruin it for you. I can't hold it back. The Way You Make Me Feel. Any guesses by who? I'll give you 3 seconds. One, two. It's Paul Anka. It's The Way You Make Me Feel by Paul Anka in the style of swing. So enjoy yourself and get right into it.
Heels on, you give me fever like I've never known. Yes, you're just a product of loneliness. I like the groove in your walk, your talk, your dress.
I feel your fever from miles around. I'll pick you up and we'll paint the town, because you kiss me, baby, and tell me twice that you're the one for me, the way you make me feel. You're really turning me on. You knock me off of my feet. My lonely days are gone. I like the feeling you're giving me. Hold me, baby, I'm in ecstasy. And I'll be working from 9 to 5 to buy you things to keep you by my side. And I've never felt so in love before. Promise me, baby, you'll love me forevermore. I swear I'm keeping you satisfied, 'cause you're the one for me, the way you make me feel. You're really turning me on. You knock me off of my feet. My lonely days are gone, gone, gone. Feel good. Yes, you kiss me, baby. I feel your fever. Oh, baby, you make me feel so good.
And that was The Way You Make Me Feel, the cover that was reimagined by Paul Anka. And we all know Paul Anka, famous, famous, famous Canadian artist. And while we're on that same topic, I want to jump into another Canadian artist here. But I won't tell you who it is. I'd like you to guess, because I know you know this song. So I'll give you the initials. The initials of the song name is D.D., not to be confused with DDP. It is DD. Let's take a listen. The Weeknd, if you didn't guess it, that was The Weeknd's, and I even told you the song name. It's not actually Dirty Diana, at least the title of this track. It's DD, D.D, and it was off his album Trilogy, 2012. Very, very, very good cover, and very good reimagining. I think he really kills that one. I really enjoy that one. All right, keeping with the Weeknd and stuff like that, on the weekend, actually, I was working on this track list for you guys because you matter to me. And I came across something that I couldn't wrap my mind around. I really would like to share it with you guys. I'm going to tell you the song name because it is a long one. This is Purple Rain. And I'll give you my thoughts afterwards, but I want you to try to guess who's singing this song and who reinvented this song. Because, you know, Purple Rain's a hard one to reinvent, but I really... it's conflicting. So share my emotions with me and share them so we can talk about this. All right, let's take a listen. Get ready.
Purple rain, Purple rain.
All right. If you couldn't have guessed already, that was Dolly Parton's rendition of Purple Rain by Prince. And I got two things to say, so let's talk about it. First off, usually when you hear Purple Rain, you're not looking for it. It finds you. It's a song that really gives you that catharticism. It takes a weight off your shoulders. I think the best way to describe it is you go into the song and come out a different person. And if you don't, I'm sorry to say, but you did. You just haven't noticed. And that one meant a lot to me because my favorite artist is Prince. And I can say that without doubt at this very moment. I love Prince. And my grandmother, who just recently passed away, her favorite artist was Dolly Parton. And when I found that song, I did shed a few tears. And I will say that to all you beautiful people out there because, you know, it happens. That's human. Second of all, I wasn't sure how I was feeling about that track, you know. After all, it's a Prince song and that's not Prince, right? And when I say it's a Prince song, I don't mean that he wrote it and he sang it. It is Prince's song. That's his song. And you can't deny that. But honestly, there's no reason to be negative about this version because it's really good on its own. So I'm just very, very blessed and I feel very, very lucky with all of you that we get to live in a world where we have both. We have options. We can choose. And I think that's a very powerful message overall. And keeping with this Prince theme, we're going to move into this next track. This is, and I'm going to ruin it again for you. I'm ruining the little game we're playing, but really enjoy it. And this next track is I Would Die For You. And I just want you to take a listen. I'll tell you who the artist is right after. Enjoy.
I'm not a woman, I'm not a man, I'm something that you'll never understand. I'll never beat you, I'll never lie, and if you're evil I'll forgive you by and by. Cause you, I would die for you. Yeah, darling, if you want me to, you, I would die for you. I'm not your lover, I'm not your friend, I'm something that you'll never comprehend. No need to worry, no need to cry, I'm your messiah and you're the reason why. Cause you, I would die for you. Yeah, darling, if you want me to, you, I would die for you. You're just a sinner, I'm told. Be a fire when you're cold. Make you happy when you're sad. Make you good when you are bad. I'm not a human, I'm a dove. I am conscious, I am love. And all I really need is to know that you believe. Yeah, I would die for you. Yeah, darling, if you want me to, I would die for you. Whoa.
That was Mija's version of I Would Die For You. And it's just that's another one that almost got me there. It was a beautiful, 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 beautiful track. Again, Mija's I Would Die For You rendition of Prince's song. All right. I hope you're going on with the vibes here, the little bit of the energy we are sharing together forever. And I want to do a quick little break here to say, once again, this is UMFM 101.5, the weekly Weiler Report every second week, because my co-host, Tyler with a T, is not here, so I get to do whatever I want. This is the Reimagined Songs episode. It's a beautiful one. Let's jump into this next artist here. And his name is Richard Cheese. I'm not going to tell you the song name. I just wanted to put that out there. Actually, excuse me. It's Richard Cheese, and his band is Lounge Against the Machine. Take a guess on what's coming up next. Take a guess on what this song is. I don't know if you'll get it. I had to listen to it once or twice to figure out, is this really it? It is. Trust your ears. Take a listen.
Our prayers, little one. Don't forget my son, to include everyone. Tuck you in, warm within, keep you free from sin, till the Sandman he comes.
Bum, 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 bum,
bum, bum, bum, bum.
Did anybody guess? Anybody in the class want to guess which song that was? I'll give you another 3 seconds. That was, of course, Metallica's Enter Sandman. This time covered, though, by Richard Cheese and Lounge Against the Machine. A wonderful band. A swing band, actually. I don't know if you could have guessed it. I, again, had to double check. I had to triple check. I had to call a friend. I had to use the loud line. I had to do a lot of things to make sure I wasn't just imagining what I was hearing. But I got ears, and you got to trust them. So, and with that, you got ears. So trust this next one. This is a more famous version of a song. It's a song by the Beatles. It's a cover, not by the Beatles, but by another big, big, big member of a big, big, big band. Kind of heart-wrenching, kind of soul-crushing, but genuinely iconic if you look into it. So I want you to take a listen. This was actually found off of a basement tape. We'll talk about that in just a second. It just got rediscovered. So enjoy.
She brings to me.
little bit of a hard one there. I know that. But that was Kurt Cobain's rendition of And I Love Her by the Beatles. A really, really, really heart-wrenching and soul-crushing cover of the song, of course. But overall, beautiful. So story time. That cover was found in 2015 on basement tapes that were found in the Cobain estate and were released right after, but had been previously unheard. That was recorded before he founded Nirvana. That was recorded on his own home demo tapes, home recordings, as you would say. And honestly, I don't know how he does it, but I feel like I loved her too. I don't know whoever he was talking about. And I feel the despair that he felt at that time. It's beautiful. And if you look at the cover art for it, it's an interesting experience. So if you can, I definitely recommend you check it out. It's off the Montage of Heck, the home recordings, 2015. All right, we got our last track coming up very soon. But once again, this track, we're going to build it for a while here. This track here, it is the reason we even decided on making this show, this episode, that is. And it's one of my very, very favorites. I remember I was in a little bit of a slump, and when it came on, it caught me right out of it. And you're going to understand what I mean by that, because it's a very powerful song. It's a very beautiful song, and it often gets overlooked. Even the aspect of the original version is something that means a lot to a lot of people, and I know a lot of people are here because of it, and I mean that figuratively and literally. So anyways, without further ado, we have a blank blank blank. I'm not telling you, because we're gonna listen to it right about now.
You
right. I hope you enjoyed. That was, of course, Careless Whisper by Seether. A very, very interesting cover, I guess you would say reimagined. And it really does have the audacity to put Careless Whisper into a rock and post-punk, and it had the audacity to put an electric guitar on it, and I think that's bold. I appreciate that. We did get a recommendation while the show was going, saying this is a fun episode, and shout out to whoever said that out there. We know you're listening, and we care about you. We appreciate it. Here at the Weekly Wilers, we always love praise. All right, we're wrapping up here. That was the last track, of course. So I just wanted to say thank you one more time for listening and enjoying and just being present with us today. And while we leave, I got one more thing to say, and that's keep on rocking and keep on wiling in that free world of ours, because we can, we will, and we always will be. All right, everybody, coming up next week, we have this next episode, and I won't do any promotion for you because I know it can get annoying, but I will say you need to listen. It's a fantastic episode, and it'll be something that, you know, might change your life even. It's impactful, it's emotional, it's got that oomph that everybody needs in life, and it'll give you what you need, hopefully. I can't promise that, but man, oh man, it was a life-changing experience, just like the last song we listened to. So as we sign off here, thank you for listening to the Weekly Wilers. We're about to pass it off. Keep on wiling in that free world, and take care. Bye!
Here is your friendly reminder that the UMSU Service Center is here to help you with all of your health and dental plan questions. We've got all the answers when it comes to your UMSU health and dental plan. We're happy to give you all the information you need when it comes to maximizing your benefits. Plus, we can point you in the right direction if you need to file a health or dental claim. We're currently open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. Come visit us in room 101 on the main floor of UMSU University Center, or at our Bannatyne location in the Brody Atrium, which is open from 8 a.m. until 2 p.m. If you've got questions, we've got answers. Call us at 204-474-8211 or email us at umsu@umsu.ca.
Three nights, 15 bands, one sweaty weekend of loud, heavy, unforgettable music. From Friday, September 11th to Sunday, September 13th, SOS Festival 2026 takes over the Park Theater with a stacked lineup celebrating the best in punk, rock, hardcore, metal, and everything in between. Your three-day pass gets you the full experience featuring Monin, Opal and Sky, Filth, Teenage Bottle Rocket, plus a whole lot more, including some of Winnipeg's finest. Three nights, 15 bands. It's a weekend built for music fans who like it cranked past 11. Get your weekend pass for only $100 plus fees through ticketweb.ca. And don't miss SOS Festival 2026, September 11th to 13th at the Park Theater. Proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
Hey there, I'm Tyler Phil, the founder of My Student Wellbeing and a fellow Winnipegger. I'm passionate about making a positive change in the city, which is why I created My Student Wellbeing, a place where many university students can access mental health counseling, often within 24 hours, at no out-of-pocket cost to them. Help spread the word, since many students don't know about us and how easy it is to get help. Oh, and if you work in mental health or you're passionate about making our community a better place, send me a message through mystudentwellbeing.ca, and I'd love to connect with you. Together, we can make incredible changes.
Did you know that Winnipeg is home to a brand new pair of world-class recording studios? That's right. No Fun Club has been designed to provide an uncompromising space for sonic creativity. From the purpose-built acoustic environments, to the extensive vintage gear collection, to the analog and digital workflow options, to the kitchen, No Fun Club has been thoughtfully curated to accommodate and inspire musicians and engineers alike. So whatever your vibe, we've got you covered. Visit nofunclub.com to learn more about our safer space policy, accessibility, gear list, and more.
never steal cars, but we deal hard. Whip it real hard, whip it real hard. I caught a charge. I caught a charge. Whip it real hard. Whip it real hard. Ain't bought no funny shit. Still bitches in business. I am on my money. Shit. Still whipping them fences. Every day I am hustling. Every day I am hustling. Every day I am hustling. Hustling. Hustling.
You're listening to CJUM 101.5 FM in Winnipeg. A healthy disrespect for copyright since 1998.
Every day I am hustling. Every day I am hustling. Every day I am hustling. Hustling. Hustling.
Hello and welcome to NLA. I'm your host, Pierre. And let's get started with our first song of the hour. It is Set Me Free by Hemlock Springs.
Singing, baby.